Welcome to the 90 Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been spending this entire week talking about intolerance. And I started on Monday sharing with you that I had a trip to London, a business trip to London last week. And what I noticed about the people and my colleagues that were there is just the openness and respect for cultures. And much more so than I even see here in the United States. And it was this open-mindedness that really did it for them. And it was really interesting. I want to spend some time talking about that. But one of the things I think that certainly contributed to it, which we talked about earlier in the week, is education. Typically, the more educated you are, the less bigoted you are. Also, exposure. If you're exposed to people of different races, of different beliefs, of different religions, you tend to be more tolerant of those people, right? Because you have a better understanding of who they are and what they're all about, and you realize that they're just people. And so exposure is big, and one way to get exposure is through travel. If you are fortunate enough to be able to travel the world and to experience culture firsthand, that tends to open you up a lot, and now you become even more tolerant. But this idea of open-mindedness is I think, an important one. You know, and what is it about us that makes our way of life the best way of life or the right way of life? And you know, the thought is, are there not certain advantages to other cultures? Think about some things like diet. If you look at the Mediterranean diet, people are studying that right now. And similarly, the Japanese diet too, because those people typically live longer than the rest of the world, right? The Mediterranean diet, if you follow it with olive oil and everything else that's part of that diet, there's something about it that helps promote longevity in life. So there's some benefits there. I mean, and so that's just one example, but an open mind allows you to see the best in people. An open mind moves you away from a place of judgment, and it moves you towards a place of acceptance. And as you fall into this thought process, you begin to see the best in people. And when that happens, the preconception and the intolerance fall away. So if you have the privilege to work, to live, or to be educated with a diverse group of people, then you really get that chance to see them as they truly are. And as I suggested several times this week, they're just people. They're people just like you and I. And you may even realize that you have more commonalities than differences with a lot of these people that you think are so different than you. So strive to move beyond your comfort zone. Engage with people that are different from you. Experience new cultures. Contemplate different ideas. And as you begin to see the world through the eyes of other people, not only will your tolerance broaden, you'll actually succeed in enhancing your own life experience. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. I would also ask that if you are listening and you haven't yet subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to write a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90 Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, ask yourself how tolerant you really are. See if you become a little bit more open. See if you can let some of that judgment or push some of that judgment to the side and just be open. Be open to the people that you meet. Be open to the differences that exist among us. And just accept people for what they are.